protesters hold signs that read Cure CVS. The drugstore chain isn't sick, but according to new research, it is in need of a healing. Reverend Eric Lee is from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
CVS pharmacies in our communities of color and low-income communities are dirty, have less services, and less of a welcoming environment in their stores than they do in your wealthy, white, suburban areas.
Minority advocacy groups are reacting to the results of a new study. A group called Change to Win, a partnership between seven unions, conducted the research. The research states that in low-income and minority areas, CVS sells expired products, lacks consumer privacy in pharmacies, and overcharges. Dwight Jackson shops at the CVS on South Vermont and Slauson Boulevard, but he agrees there is consumer discrimination.
We're getting the last end of the stick either way around, from CVS, from Super Superior, to Food for Less, to all these stores coming down here and just selling us anything that basically they feel they can get off to us.
The CVS Corporation denies all claims made by the report, but their media relations department issued a statement saying, quote, "The allegations are based on inaccurate and outdated information. We make every effort to ensure that prices of products and services in our stores are fair." The statement goes on to say CVS sets prices based on the competition and not on geography or ethnicity. The drugstore chain has nearly 7,000 stores nationwide. Reverend Lee says he hopes educating the people about the issue will lead to change.
And once we've done that, then we can begin to organize our communities on how we respond to this egregious discrimination.
Change to Win conducted its nationwide study over a 14-month period. Harmony April, Annenberg Radio News.